This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. Both sides condemned terrorism in all its forms and reviewed the defence and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. They also reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for the strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He complimented General Nakatani for his immense contribution to deepening the Indo-Japan defense relations.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India perpetrated through state and non-state actors. He stated that such attacks destabilize regional peace and security. The defense minister called for a unified stand against terrorism and the state-sponsored actions that perpetuate it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Fukushiro Nukaga, in New Delhi today, along with his parliamentary colleagues and business delegation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he thanked Mr. Nukaga for the expression of solidarity and support on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Bhupendra Yadav today accused Congress of doing vote bank politics on the issue of WAF Amendment Act. Addressing the minorities intellectuals meet in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said Congress had no concrete opinion on WAF amendment bill when it was brought in the parliament.
कांग्रेस के समय की भी कमेटी में कहा गया था कि जी वक्त की संपत्ति का डिजिटल देखरेख और रिकॉर्ड होना चाहिए आज अगर वो सरकार करने जा रही है तो इसमें कांग्रेस को आपत्ति क्या है सरकार ने सारे विषयों का जवाब इस पूरे एक्ट के माध्यम से दिया कांग्रेस जो परिवार है वो तो इसमें कहीं थे नहीं और कौन बोले क्या बोले ये पता नहीं था लेकिन भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने पूरी प्रखरता के साथ सारे विषयों को रखा.
The Enforcement Directorate ED has attached assets worth 2,348 crore rupees belonging to WTC Faridabad Infrastructure Private Limited and other entities in connection with a massive real estate fraud. The agency in a statement has said that these assets include land and unsold properties in Delhi NCR, Gurugram, Faridabad, Noida and Goa. The ED alleges that Ashish Bhalla, the head of the group, duped over 12,000 investors by promising assured returns on investments, but instead it diverted and siphoned of funds, transferring some abroad to entities owned by his family members. Pakistani hackers have targeted the Indian defense website. According to defense sources, Pakistan's cyber force has claimed that the group has allegedly gained access to sensitive data from the Indian Military Engineering Service and Manohar Parikar Institute of Defense Studies and Analysis. This claim suggests attackers may have compromised personal information related to defense persons, including the login credentials. In addition to this data breach, it has also been reported that the group also attempted to deface the official website of Armored Vehicle Nigam Limited by using the Pakistan flag and Al Khalid tank. As a precautionary measure, the website of Armored Vehicle Nigam Limited has been taken offline. Cybersecurity experts and agencies are actively monitoring the cyberspace to detect any cyber attacks. On the second day of the Khelo India Youth Games, several competitions related to kabaddi, archery, and gatka were held. And that is the end of this news bulletin.